Good evening, and thank you all for joining us today to celebrate Regnum Christi and Christ our King. Regnum Christi is a spiritual family, and it's important for families to be together. We've gotten very used to being together on Zoom, but there's nothing that can replace sharing a meal with one another and being physically together in one place. And that requires, since we are a tri-state, it requires somebody to drive. And for all of you who have driven here today, I say thank you for crossing bridges and fighting traffic to make it here to Sterling, New Jersey. And so, although some people have to drive, some people have to prepare. And for everyone who has helped prepare and prepared to host this, I just say thank you again. Regnum Christi is more than just a spiritual family. We're also an apostolic body. And I just want to take a few minutes to talk about our apostolic priorities. Last year at the General Convention in Rome, the delegates identified three priorities to unify all of Regnum Christi's evangelization efforts around the world for the next 6 years, according to the time and place that we all live in. You might be familiar with these priorities if you read the communique that they published. But if not, I'm going to summarize them for you here. The first is promoting a vocational culture, which means just helping people understand their life as a vocation. The second is to grow communities of apostles. Following the example of the first Christians, we're called to leave our holy huddles and to go out into the world to form new communities of apostles. And the third is to strengthen the pastoral care for marriage and the family. The family is the nucleus of society and the natural place where people discover themselves, develop, and learn to love. And so as Regnum Christi, we want to accompany this vocation to love along all of its stages and situations. So that was at the General Convention level. But now at the New York Tri-State level, we are being asked to discern our mission for the years 2025 to 2030. So we're going to be starting shortly by gathering input from the parishes and communities that we serve, as well as from all of you. We want to collaboratively plan the dreams, goals, and expectations for the Regnum Christi New York Tri-State locality for the next 3 to 5 years. And this process is going to yield a working document that's going to be used, reviewed, and evaluated. Not just something that's going to be put away in a filing cabinet and overlooked, but something that we can actually use. So I'm asking all of you, will you dream with us? We want this to be a true discernment of apostolic reality, not just a human deciding and planning. So we invite you to bring this to prayer and invite the Holy Spirit into the process. We're going to have listening sessions by encounter teams and major apostolates. And we'll also have 2 Zoom sessions for anyone who isn't able to attend the other sessions in person. So look for an email in the next few weeks, and we're very interested in your feedback. In order to celebrate Regnum Christi, we thought it would be interesting to have some guest speakers here today to share what Regnum Christi has meant to them. And the first woman, you all know her, Terry Weaver. She is part of the Western team of ladies. She was a past section director and is currently studying to become a spiritual director. And I would just like to welcome Terry here to share some words with you.